So, there are basically three definitions, if you look carefully, across the gamut of what tshuva means, and they all have validity. One of them is the Rav develops in Ala Tshuva, Tshuvasa Ramasa Kisham Beso, Shmuel returning to himself. One of them is obviously Tshuva El Hashem, V'shava Hashem Lokecha Shavuz Chaveri Chamecha, and then Hashem will bring you back to the land of Israel, v'shavtar Hashem elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. But the Rambam is developing at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, later on in Perek Zion, the story changes, is Tshuva min ha'chet. And that emerges very clearly from the halacha we'll look at today. And we'll also see a very important point. I think the Kesef Mishnah, b'mechilas kavod taraso, makes an error interpreting this line in the Rambam. So let's take a look. Remember, the Rambam had started yesterday by establishing, as we call it, the reflexive nature of tshuva. Kisha yashiv achote mecheto chayiv lehisvados. It's understood that he will do tshuva, and that is bolstered by the koseres, who sheyashiv achote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. That's what we established yesterday, based on the pasuk of Isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam v'yisvadu es chatasam asher asu. Says the Rambam, Chin bali chatos v'ashamos v'eishim v'vien karbonoseim al shigigasan o al zedonan. The carbon is nice, but ein miskaper lahem. Notice the word kapara. So the atonement cannot come b'karbonam. Right, that's necessary, but not sufficient. Ad shiyasu tshuva v'yisvadu v'doidvarim shenemar v'yisvado asher chatala. V'chein kol mechuyev misos v'ezdin mechuyev malkos ein miskaper lahem b'misasan. Now, Goswami Munis points out, that's why everybody who's kol mumsin misvadin, o b'lekiyasan, or even the malkos, ad sheyasu tshuva v'yisvadu. So all of these things, as we'll see, different kinds of averos, kalos, chamuros, require malkos, they require misa, they require kares, they require yisurin, whatever it is, death itself, but tshuva and vidoy remain absolutely essential. V'chein achovel b'chavero v'amazik mamono. You make restitution, right? All of the nizkin and nezek and sar and shevis and bishu and shevis and bipo and boshes. Eino miskaper ad she yisvade. You have to be misvade v'yashuv milasos kazela olam. Shenemar mikol chatos ha'adam. Hey, ara number one. The Rambam says, v'yashuv here, clearly referencing the tshuva, ad sheyisvade v'yashuv milasus kazela olam shenemar mikol chatos adam. So here the Rambam is defining tshuva as what? Tshuva min ha'chet, but that is to say, le'olam, the shiur. If you want to define what tshuva min ha'chet is, the Rambam, it's v'yashuv milasus kazela le'olam. So now moving on to the second point. And that corresponds, of course, to the Vidoy Dvarim, as the Rambam said in the Ikaro Shel Vidoy, Le'olam Eini Chozer L'Davar Zeh. So we see that, of course, the Rav was correct, that Vidoy is the articulation and the verbalization of the Gemira slave of Tshuva, V'yashim L'asos Kajal Le'olam Shenemar Mikol Chatos Adam. So the Kesef Mishnah says the following. He says the Mishnah Baba Kama, so Bachovel, Avobishanosinlo, Eno Nimchalo, Achi Vakeshmenu Mechila. Mikomako, my demapical Rabbeinu, Mikochatos Adam, Serchion, Hechamaisila. Because if you look in the Mishnah Chovel, you know, this idea of Bakashas Mechila is actually learned from the incident between Avram and Abimelech, Viata Hashebe Shesaish Kinavihu, Vis Palel Bad Chavechye, Vimin Chameshib. So the Kesef Mishnah is assuming, and that's what the Rambam is talking about here. And he's confused. Why would you learn it out from the pasuk of Mikol Chatos Adam? But again, the Mechilas Kvod Torah, so I think it's a wholesale error. That's not at all what the Rambam is talking about here. V'haraya in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam does paskin that halacha. And he does use the term mechila. So if you take a look in Perek Beis and Halacha Tes, Ein Atshuva V'lo Yom HaKippur Mechaprin El Averos Averos Shebein Adam L'Makom Mishachod Aver Aser, etc. Aval Averos Bein Adam L'Chavero Kigon Hachovel es chaveru, mekalel chaveru gozo b'chayotzi bo, eino nimchalo, mechila, that's the word of the Mishnah in Baba Kama, le'olam achikin l'chaveru mashu, chayev lo v'yiratzeu. Right, you have to be miratzehim, you have to be mivakesh mechila. Abba b'she hichzer lo mamon shuchayev lo tzarech l'ratzoso, v'lishol mimenu sheyimcholo. That's where the Rambam paskins that halacha. That's not what this halacha is about. So the Rambam was saying in this halacha, Isha Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Adam Nisvadu Es Chatosam Asher Asu. So what he's saying, whether or not you're Chayiv a Karban, whether it's Ben Adam L'Chaver or Ben Adam L'Makko, it doesn't matter. What you have to do is Tshuva Balev and Vidoy Dvarim. So that's what the Rambam says, Mikol Chatos Adam. That's why it's the perfect pasuk. That's why the Rambam never uses the language of Mechila here. Of course, Mechila, which is erasure of sin, of course that requires Bakashas Mechila Mechaveru. But the Rambam here is establishing the universal, pervasive scope of Tshuva and Vidui. So that's what he's saying. Whether it's a Davar Sheish Lav Korban, whether it's a Chiyuve Malkos or Misas Bezdin, whether it's Ben Adam L'Makom or Ben Adam L'Chaveru, so Eino, not Nimchalo, but Eino Miskaper Ad Shi Yisvada. And of course, the Raya Gemura, the Makibah Patish, is, of course, that the Vidui has nothing to do with what you say to your friend. Let's go back to the Koseres. Hushi Yashu Echoti Mecheto Lifnei Hashem Vi Yisvada. The Vidui Dvarim is always Lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu, as we read yesterday in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So when we talk about Vidui, it's always Lifnei Hashem. So the Kesef Mishnah just, I think, made an error here and assumed that the Rambam was talking about Ad She Yisvada. He thought was talking about a Bakasha Smechila, and that's why he's confused about the Pasuk, but it's nothing to do with that particular Halacha. So again, what the Rambam establishes here is that if you're talking about Tshuva Minachet, the Shiur, the definition of what that means is le'olam. A person who says, I regret doing it this time, but I'm not prepared to make a commitment. So that is not sufficient for tshuva from that particular chet. Okay, you could say, harei nichamti uboshti, but if you're not willing to commit, eni chozer ledavar zeh le'olam, so then there's no possibility in that case of having fulfilled the mitzvah of tshuva le'inyan, that particular chet. A different chet, of course, you could, if you're willing to make the commitment of le'olam. Okay.